the KitchenAid appliance.
Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien with the fraud division. How may I assist you?
Hi. Wow. I was just told that someone did something about a KitchenAid appliance. The girl was kind of not forthcoming. Back in August, that somebody, and now this is a monthly charge. I know nothing about this, sir. I don't even cook. I'm 70 years old. I don't know. And then it says that it showed up on my MasterCard on 10/13. Can you give me more detail on this, please?
Can I get your first
I mean,
and
this
last
is,
name, please?
Yes, sir. It's Honor, H-O-N-O-U-R, D'Amato, D-A-M-A-T-O, 55 Northwood Road, Storrs, Connecticut. I've called like 8 times and they keep hanging up on me. I don't know why.
Thank you. Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
It's 55 Northwood Road, Storrs, Connecticut.
Thank you. I see that an entry was placed to win a KitchenAid mixer via a survey for $5.74, and as stated within the terms of agreements, it would enroll into a discount membership club where you have a chance to win items monthly. People do win those items, but it is not guaranteed, so they issue a $199 voucher sent over to your email that you can use for their online shopping store.
What email?
We have the
this
email
charge
on.
Is... Go ahead.
We have the email on file, JackieDemoto@yahoo.com. Jackie_Demoto@yahoo.com.
That's my email, and this charge is for $56.95.
That is the fee for the discount membership club.
And how do I cancel this?
I do see that you have been canceled. You're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us.
Oh, it's been canceled?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank God. So they expect me to pay $56.95?
Do you recall filling out the survey?
No, honey, I don't. No. How would I... I would do it online?
Yes, ma'am, via internet, using your phone, laptop, computer, tablet.
I rarely do that. I mean, I just communicate to my family that all live out in the South and I'm in the East Coast.
I do understand. So... I can go ahead and file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges may result in penalties such as a fine. As long as you're sure no one in your household placed the original order, I can proceed with the claim.
So what do they do with that $56.95?
That fee goes into the discount membership club. They issue you a $199 voucher sent over to your email. So I can go ahead and file a fraud.
I never got an email. I swear to God, on my mother's grave, I never got an email.
I can go ahead and file a fraud claim, but I want to make sure that you're aware that it is forwarded for a pending investigation. And that if you are filing a fraudulent fraud claim, there are penalties for doing so. The first, last name, email, and address does match what we have on file. Would you like me to go ahead and proceed with a fraud claim?
Yeah, because I don't recall this at all, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll be issuing you a full refund and working on that now. I'm nearly done. Thank you for your patience and understanding.
No, I thank you. This is weird. Do you think I got hacked? But that's my email address, but I never received something. What would the email say? Hey, you know, you're going to be charged $50-something a month?
You would have gotten a confirmation email, and as well, it would have been an email stating thank you for your purchase. Here is your voucher. It would have been a code and a link from a do not respond email. I do have you canceled and refunded successfully. You'll be receiving your refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you so much for helping me.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, sir.